What is high blood pressure? High blood pressure, called hypertension, means the pressure in a person's blood vessel system is higher than normal. About 1 in 3 Americans has this condition. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that nearly 70 million people have high blood pressure, but only half have it under control. High blood pressure can be an early sign that cardiovascular disease is developing. It increases the risk of having a heart attack or stroke. Because many people with high blood pressure do not have any symptoms, it is called the silent killer. As a preventative health measure, everyone should have their blood pressure checked each year. How do the heart and blood vessels work? The heart works as a pump, its muscles contracting and relaxing to circulate blood through the body. After blood picks up oxygen in the lungs, it goes to the heart, which pumps the oxygen-rich blood through the arteries to every part of the body. The body's cells and tissues receive oxygen and nutrients from the blood, which then returns through the veins to the lungs. In the lungs, the blood picks up oxygen again, and the cycle repeats. Blood pressure is the force of the blood against the walls of the arteries as it flows through the body. Blood pressure is expressed as two numbers, as in a fraction, for example, 135 over 70. The higher, first number, is the blood pressure inside the arteries when the heart is contracting. And the lower second number is the blood pressure inside the arteries when the heart is relaxing. Normal adult blood pressure usually ranges between 80 over 60 and 140 over 80. A National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute report indicates that adults younger than 60 should maintain blood pressure less than 140 over 90. Blood pressure normally rises and falls throughout the day. If it stays high for long periods, it can cause problems. If the blood vessels become stiff, which can occur from smoking, age, diabetes, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol, blood pressure goes up and the heart has to work harder to pump the blood through the system. High blood pressure, even when a person has no symptoms, can lead to serious heart disease, stroke, or kidney disease. Why do people have high blood pressure? Some people inherit a higher risk for high blood pressure. They are genetically prone to have heart or blood vessel disease. Men are more likely to have high blood pressure than women, and African Americans are at higher risk than other U.S. populations. As people age, their blood pressure may rise. Excess body fat, poor diet, especially excess salt in the diet, smoking tobacco, lack of physical activity, and drinking alcohol all cause changes in the body that directly contribute to hypertension. Stress, depression, and certain personality traits such as hostility can also contribute to having high blood pressure. How does hypertension interact with mental health and substance use disorders? Studies have shown that people who have mental health or substance use disorders may be more likely to have high blood pressure for several reasons. One, a common cause linking the conditions, and two, substance toxicity, three, lifestyle choices, and four, medication side effects. Common cause. A mental health disorder and a heart condition may share a common cause. For example, people with some types of mental health conditions may be prone to having high blood pressure and other types of heart problems due to common genetic risk factors. Toxicity of substances. When taken in excess, some substances, including alcohol and cocaine, are toxic to the heart and blood vessels. Blood pressure is often elevated during cocaine or other stimulant intoxication and during withdrawal from alcohol and sedatives. In some cases, people have died of a heart attack during cocaine or stimulant intoxication because the stimulants cause blood vessels to suddenly constrict severely. Changes in blood pressure due to intoxication or withdrawal will resolve on their own, but if clinicians find a person's blood pressure is extremely high or low, they should refer the person for medical evaluation and treatment immediately. Drinking alcohol regularly leads to chronic high blood pressure, even when the person isn't experiencing intoxication or withdrawal. When people with an alcohol use disorder stop drinking completely, high blood pressure typically improves, but doctors should still monitor people in recovery because they may still need medication. Related lifestyle choices. Some health or lifestyle habits cause high blood pressure. People with co-occurring mental health and substance use disorders may not take good care of themselves. They may not eat well, may be less active than others, may sleep less, and may be overweight. Additionally, people with co-occurring disorders might not get regular medical checkups with a primary care provider, so elevated blood pressure may go unnoticed and untreated. As part of preventative care, everyone needs to establish care with a primary care provider and have their blood pressure checked regularly. Medication side effects. Some medications for treating mental health disorders can either elevate or lower blood pressure. Some of them can make it easier to gain weight. Others directly increase fats in the blood and blood sugar, which can contribute to hypertension and heart disease. Many effective options are available for the treatment of mental health conditions, as doctors should consider choosing those with a lower chance of causing weight gain, elevated fat levels, and elevated blood sugars. Or, if these medications are required because they are working well to treat the mental health or substance use disorder, doctors can work with patients to prevent these side effects or to reduce them when they occur. How are people screened for high blood pressure? The American Heart Association and the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force recommend a blood pressure check every 2 years for people with blood pressure below 120 over 80, and every year for people with pre-hypertension, which is blood pressure between 120 over 80 and 139 over 89. The American Psychiatric, Diabetes, and Obesity Association's guidelines for monitoring people taking antipsychotic medications recommend checking weight and blood pressure prior to and 3 months after starting or changing medication, and then annually after that. Many medical associations also recommend assessment of other cardiovascular risk factors. These assessments should be done more often if people have additional risk factors, such as taking antipsychotic medications, being overweight, or having diabetes or known high blood pressure. People with co-occurring disorders have a higher risk for high blood pressure and should be screened when they enroll in treatment and periodically after that. Program staff should take a family history to see whether a patient may have genetic risk factors for high blood pressure or heart disease. Staff should check patients' blood pressure and pulse on admission and regularly thereafter. People whose blood pressure is higher than 140 over 90 should be rechecked 3 times during the next week. People with persistent high blood pressure should be referred to a primary care provider for treatment. Those with blood pressure of 180 over 110 or higher should be treated immediately by seeking urgent care. Leaders of co-occurring disorder programs must decide whether they wish to conduct blood pressure screening themselves or refer patients to primary care for this. Checking blood pressure on admissions to co-occurring disorder treatment programs is perhaps the better approach. Patients should also be informed of and taught about the meaning of their blood pressure numbers. How is high blood pressure treated? Numerous medications can reduce high blood pressure. People using medications should meet regularly with their healthcare providers to monitor their condition. People who have high blood pressure can also do much for themselves to keep high blood pressure in check, including eating a healthy diet, exercising, staying sober, quitting smoking, practicing stress management techniques, and self-monitoring. In addition to treating high blood pressure directly, the American Heart Association recommends that doctors treat people who have other risk factors for cardiovascular disease. Medications. Many blood pressure or antihypertensive medications can reduce high blood pressure to a normal level. There are six main types or classes of blood pressure medications: diuretics, angiotensin converting enzyme inhibitors, ACE inhibitors, angiotensin receptor blockers, ARBs, beta blockers, centrally acting agents, and vasodilators. In general, these antihypertensive medications work by either relaxing the blood vessels or lowering the blood volume. Diuretics may be slightly more effective than the other classes of medications. Research studies suggest that lowering the risk of heart attack and stroke depends not so much on the class of medication taken, but on how well the blood pressure is controlled. That is why people can try different kinds of medications and self-management strategies until they find an approach that is most effective at lowering their blood pressure. Although treatment for high blood pressure usually starts with one medication, many people need more than one treatment or medication. It is not unusual for people with high blood pressure to require three or four different medications every day. Prescribers need to check to be sure that the selected antihypertensive medications are safe to use together and safe to use with any medications patients are taking for other conditions. The main possible side effect of antihypertensive medications is lowering the blood pressure too much. People may get dizzy and fall or faint when their blood pressure is too low. If a doctor has prescribed medication for high blood pressure, the patient needs to take the medication each day as prescribed. People with mental health and substance use disorders may have difficulty remembering to take medication, or they may worry that a prescribed medication is like an illicit drug from which they should abstain. Blood pressure medications are not physically addictive. Because of the medication's effect on the heart and blood vessel systems, prescribers usually taper down high doses before stopping use of these medications. A common reason hypertension treatment does not work is that people don't take their medications. Because high blood pressure does not hurt or cause other symptoms, people may feel unmotivated to treat this condition. Making them aware of the serious consequences of high blood pressure, including heart attack, stroke, and death, can motivate them to address the situation. What self-management steps can people take to control high blood pressure? People with high blood pressure can do much to take care of their condition themselves. First, they need to learn to monitor their own blood pressure, then can keep a monitor on hand at home. They should ask their provider to tell them the highest and lowest blood pressure that is safe for them. When their measurement falls outside these numbers, they should alert their providers, who may instruct them to take their medications differently or to take other actions. In addition, doctors recommend that people with high blood pressure make changes in their lifestyle that improve blood pressure, including losing weight or maintaining a healthy weight, reducing salt and fat in their diet, increasing physical activity, quitting smoking, and managing stress. Sobriety from alcohol and other drugs. Because alcohol and other drugs can directly cause high blood pressure and heart disease, it makes sense that stopping their use will halt their ability to damage the heart and blood vessels. Research shows that stopping alcohol and other drug use can lead to rapid improvement in blood pressure. Exercise. If a person has high blood pressure or heart disease, his or her doctor will make recommendations about exercise or physical activity to work the body so that heart rate and breathing increases. In most cases, people with high blood pressure will benefit from daily moderate exercise. The American Heart Association recommends 30 minutes of moderate exercise 5 days per week, or 25 minutes of vigorous exercise 3 days per week. Exercise has multiple benefits for people with co-occurring disorders and high blood pressure, including increasing fitness, elevating mood, reducing stress, and helping with cravings. Diet. People with high blood pressure and other chronic health conditions should eat a diet that is high in fiber and low in fat and processed sugar. Salt has a strong effect on blood pressure. Eating a diet with low salt or no salt will lower blood pressure. A low-salt diet contains less than 2,000 milligrams of salt, also known as sodium chloride, per day. Reading the labels of foods is a good habit and will help people choose foods that have lower salt, fat, and sugar content. The main source of salt in the diet comes from packaged and processed food, such as canned or bagged foods and restaurant-made foods. Buying fresh or frozen vegetables and meats and preparing food from scratch is a great step towards a healthy diet. Other dietary factors that help reduce high blood pressure include eating more fruits and vegetables, low-fat dairy products, fiber, fish instead of other meats, and nuts. A healthy diet also means reducing the number of lean meat, fish, and poultry servings, reducing saturated and total fat, and eating fewer sweets. Researchers have shown that kinds of diet changes lower blood pressure. The dietary approaches to stop hypertension, or DASH, diet offers an eating plan specifically tailored for lowering blood pressure. Stress management. Stress occurs when a person feels pressure, strain, or worry. Emotions brought about from stress help us recognize and address problems. During periods of stress, the body releases stress hormones that prepare the person to fight or flee from danger. These hormones increase heart rate and constrict blood vessels, which increases blood pressure. This reaction prepares the body to cope with danger and is vital to survival. However, if the stress hormones are turned on frequently or for long periods, they can eventually damage the cardiovascular system. Stress management means recognizing triggers for stress and using a variety of ways to reduce the stress. Different stress management strategies work for different people, but it is important to do things that reduce stress each day or many times each week. People can learn more about stress management at the American Heart Association website. Quitting smoking. Quitting tobacco smoking dramatically improves a person's heart health and reduces the risk of lung disease and cancers. The smoke from cigarettes, cigars, and other combustible products contain toxins that create inflammation within the blood cell lining and in the heart. Quitting smoking stops exposure to these smoke toxins. Electronic cigarettes, commonly called e-cigarettes or e-cigs, deliver nicotine in a vapor rather than in tobacco smoke, so they may not expose people to smoke toxins. However, they do contain nicotine, the main addictive component of tobacco. E-cigs are relatively new products. As of this writing, are not regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. Scientific research has not yet fully established their safety, including their effects and risks regarding blood pressure. The nicotine in tobacco products increases heart rate and blood pressure by a small amount. Nicotine replacement therapy is proven safe to help people with heart disease to quit smoking, but should not be given to people who have had a heart attack in the past week, or who have very high blood pressure. After people recover from a heart attack or have their high blood pressure treated, they can use nicotine replacement therapy safely. Quitting smoking at any age will improve the smoker's health and lengthen his or her life. Many supports are available for people trying to quit, including classes, hotlines, websites, and online support groups that can provide information about coping strategies. Self-monitoring. As people work on managing their high blood pressure, they can check their own blood pressure periodically. If it is well controlled, doctors suggest checking blood pressure once a week or once a month at different times of the day and after a few minutes of physical exertion. Noticing how their management efforts affect their blood pressure can help people better control their hypertension. Because losing weight has a strong impact on blood pressure, people can also check their own weight periodically, once a week at the same time of day. People who are developing an exercise routine can also monitor fitness by periodically checking their pulse after a period of exercise. For example, after 20 minutes of walking on a treadmill. As people improve their fitness, they will be able to exercise longer or more intensely to achieve the same increase in pulse. In summary, high blood pressure occurs in many adults. It increases the risk of having a heart attack or stroke. People can reduce their chance of having high blood pressure by maintaining a normal weight, eating a healthy diet, exercising, avoiding alcohol and other drugs, and quitting smoking. Many medications are available that can reduce blood pressure.